Charlotte Jordan is too familiar with what it's like to be a victim of crime. She holds a photograph of three chubby-faced children, her son, daughter, and nephew. All three are now gone.
Well, in 1988, my 13-year-old daughter was murdered. She was shot 15 times by some gang members, along with my neighbor's daughter.
Jordan was born in this West Adams neighborhood, and she has seen her life and the lives of those around her crumble from violence.
You think about it all day, you sleep. The first thing you wake up, that's on your mind. And it was, how did I get here? How did my 13-year-old daughter get shot 15 times? How do I settle what, how do I stop what's happening? So
Jordan channeled her grief into finding a solution to the violence. She co-founded the group Save Our Future that provides after-school programs and educational help to at-risk kids in the West Adams area. But Jordan also saw how the families of victims were often ignored and left to deal with their tragedy. She founded another group, Mothers on the March, to help families deal with their grief.
We also provide counseling for battered women, for rape victims, things to help them to cope with the tragedy or the crime that has been committed on them.
The community approach to curbing violence has been working, but Jordan says there is still a long way to go. There were 304 murders in Los Angeles County last year. Mothers on the March has been organizing vigils and rallies all week to let the community know that it's everyone's responsibility to stop the violence.
I don't want our community to forget that they walk the face of this earth. And at 13 years old, she would have been 35 in March. And I want people to know she was important. Every child in our community is important, and they have the right to live.
And Jordan hopes the work her community has been doing means that next time there will be fewer mothers holding candles in grief. Caitlin Finero, Annenberg Radio News.